Locker room chants continue getting set for the start of the 2021-2022 high school basketball season. Now an opportunity to step back inside the TBL as we get a chance to talk to Frankfort boys coach, that is Ben Steinlage. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, you enter your second season as the head coach of the Wildcats. Of course, a very strong year last season in your first year. Of course, 15 wins, just 6 losses. I know it was a tough way to end the year in the sub-state championship game with a loss to Clifton Clyde, but plenty of momentum. You won 9 of your last 12 games, and again, just a quality season. How would you kind of rate that performance from your team in your first year as head coach?
Yeah, I thought early on, and kind of sometimes due to football and COVID stuff, we kind of got a late start, which was fine, so we were kind of short practice-wise, and the way our schedule's set up, we've got a bunch of games here kind of in a row before Christmas break, so practice was kind of, like I said, kind of here and there, hit and miss, but I really thought after Christmas, once we kind of got a chance to meet on a regular basis and had some time in the gym together, we really got strong, specifically defensively, and we started shooting the ball a little better on the offensive end, but it's always the goal is to continue to progress, obviously, as the season goes on. I really thought we did that pretty decently last year.
Plenty of talented players returning for your squad this year. I know you lost a good taste of some players as well from that season a year ago, but obviously, you know, I look in the backcourt, see a guy like Caden Dollinghouse, Samuel Gross, a forward, obviously good size. He was second-team All-League a year ago with 10.6 rebounds per game. I at least for me, I kind of look at those two as maybe being those key cogs for you in the piece. I mean, are those kind of your two leaders this year? Who are those guys that are kind of stepping up into that role?
Yeah, those two in general, and then we've got just 6 seniors in total that have played some varsity at some point, whether it was last year or in the example of Caden or Sam, they've been playing a little bit even as a freshman. And you throw Ethan Armstrong, Keller Olson, Cody Rogers in there, Joey Hardwick, all 6 of those guys have touched the varsity floor for us at some point over the last year or 2 or 3. So I think they've done a really, really good job here early on with their energy and leadership. And kind of like what you referred to, it's going to be tough replacing those 3 that we graduated last year, but I like what we've got with seniors this year in terms of leadership and the ability to produce and lead our young guys.
Yeah, you talk about the young guys, of course, 6 seniors, but what about the underclassmen? Who are some of these guys that are kind of stepping up, you know, getting that first taste at the varsity level and going to be expected to contribute right away?
Xander Holt, a junior, he suited up for varsity last year. He didn't get much for minutes, but he's been playing JV for us for the last couple of years. He's a guy that may see some floor time, and we may need to see some floor time. He's just a big, strong kid. Someone needs to finish around the rim for us. And then we've got a couple of freshmen in Lane Loizo and Ty Smith, who are both kind of in the running right now, and both have done a nice job thus far adjusting to the kind of speed of the game with high school from junior high. And both kids are high IQ guys in terms of basketball, so they've gotten a good start for us, but we really feel like we need to develop some sort of depth somewhere, whether it's those 3 that I just mentioned or you know, another one of those seniors that we talked about as well, but we've been off to a good start.
You don't get your first taste really into the TVL slate of it until here in a couple of weeks, but obviously the schedule is a little bit challenging early, and we'll kind of get to that first game here in a minute, but real quick, just what do you have in terms of thoughts on the Twin Valley League? It's always filled with depth and quality teams each year, but at least from what you know right now, how do you feel the TVL is going to shape up this year?
Like you said, it's every year it's a grind. I mean, it's 1 through 12 or 13, whatever many teams there are. It's always a night-in, night-out thing. You've got to be ready to go, and it's going to be the same way this year. I feel like, you know, there's really no maybe clear-cut, you know, team. Obviously, Hanover's got some kids back, and they were really good last year, and they'll be really good again. You know, Troy, Centralia, you know, Axel will be there. I'm sure there's others I'm forgetting, but, you know, night in, night out, it's going to be a grind. And that kind of puts more emphasis on being ready, prepared on a day-to-day basis in practice, and I think hopefully with our senior leadership, hopefully that'll help us kind of prepare for that night in, night out grind.
Finally, Coach, you opened the season against Pawnee City on Friday. What's the early scouting report for Pawnee City?
They play hard. They've got some guys. Offensively, they kind of try to run some stuff similar to us. So that would be nice. Or in the past they have, it would be nice for us to hopefully prepare for that in practice. And I expect to see probably a fair amount of zone. The good thing for us is they are scheduled to play Thursday. So you know, hopefully we can get some eyes on that and have a little bit of a scout heading into Friday. But I think at the end of the day, you know, as it may be every night, a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, how well we play, obviously, and the energy we have and defensively, you know, if we can go off people down. So I'm excited for our guys. It's, you know, been 2.5 weeks of practice. They're ready to play, and I'm ready to see them go out to compete, too. So Just real excited to get on the floor and play somebody else besides ourselves.
Frankfort boys basketball coach Ben Steinlage joining us here. Our coaches' shows, Locker Room Chats, again, presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed and Community Healthcare System. Coach, great first year. In your first year at the helm last year, of course, trying to pick up where you left off here to start this year with a very quality team coming back for you. We appreciate it. Good luck against Pawnee City on Friday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me.